There are few boys and girls who do not love animals, and it is often said, and I believe it to be true, that a man who is kind to his animals will never be guilty of treating his fellow men unkindly. On the farm, we shall meet with a great number and variety of animals, and we shall always find that they are treated in the most considerate manner. There are animals that are kept for the work they perform, and there are others that are fed for the produce they yield, either for use on the farm or for sale in the market. No animal that is useless can find a place on the farm estate, and even the old shaggy-coated yard dog, who sometimes wears a woeful look when he is chained to his kennel, has his appointed duties. The most important member of the working class of animals is that noble animal, the horse, and indeed he well merits the careful attention which the farmer bestows upon him. Every farmer, and every carter, for that matter, takes the greatest pride in his horses, for he knows too well that if he expects a good day's work, then in return the animals must receive sufficient wholesome food and healthy stabling. The farm horse is a splendid type of the cart horse that has been specially bred for hauling heavy loads, and there are several breeds of such animals. You will notice that they are heavily built, with strong shoulders and deep chests, and quite different from their lighter brothers that draw carriages or carry huntsmen. Their shoulders are indeed powerfully built, and it is the enormous strength of this part of their bodies that enables them to draw heavy loads. They are beautiful animals, and although their progress is slow, they are of the greatest value in farm work. The carters who attend these animals are very proud of their charges.